Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on Main Street for this Friday, the 26th of April. I'm your host, Stephanie Miller. Thanks so much for stopping by. Coming up, learn where boys and girls ages 8 to 14 can enjoy all the fun summer activities. I'm talking horseback riding, canoeing, tubing, art, other outdoor activities. It is a beautiful traditional summer camp in Laverne. It's called Camp YI. And I cannot wait to share this with you this morning because you can still register your little one to take part in this two-week or even one-week camp. You decide, but we will share all the information that you need coming up about Youth Incorporated. It was established in 1945, and let me tell you, it is just an incredible, incredible spot there in Laverne. And it's right near on a peninsula there at Percy Priest. Again, I look forward to sharing this with you coming up. After that, we're talking seasonal allergies, just how bad it's going to be this season and what you can do to find just a little bit of relief. And of course, it is our Let's Eat segment on this Friday. We kind of go back and forth with our Let's Eat segment and our Tennessee Traveler segment, but today it is Let's Eat and we have a great spot for a delicious burrito. However, it's only open a couple days a week, so stay tuned for that. After that, there is a nonprofit in the Montgomery County area celebrating 14 years of serving the community. How they're going to celebrate this and how you can be a part of learning more about this nonprofit, we have that for you coming up. And then this weekend is Stuff the Truck for the USO. It is in Clarksville. That is where the Stuff the Truck event is happening. But do keep in mind that we have service members from all over the world at Fort Campbell. And the items that we're stuffing the truck with this Saturday, well, all of those will go back to the service members just to give them a little taste of home and just a little comfort. Hear more from the executive director this morning. And then last but certainly not least today, we have a piece from At the Zoo. It is a wonderful show that you can find on our mobile app, Main Street Media TV Mobile, as well as by searching out At the Zoo. We are talking about a beautiful cat called the Caracal. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I was looking at that before coming on, but it's called the Caracal, I do believe, and it is just a darling cat, but learn more about that this morning. And of course, first, let's get a check of that forecast and what we can expect this coming up weekend.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather on Main Street.
Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Kelly Rawson here in the Tennessee Valley Weather Center with a look at your weekend forecast. After some overnight rainfall, we are going to start to calm things down for the rest of today in southern middle Tennessee. We're going to hold on to cloud cover and maybe a few sprinkles in the vicinity. Temperatures starting off in the 60s, eventually warming up back into the 70s and maybe even some lower 80s across the region. Going to be a pretty nice day. Can't rule out a stray shower for the rest of today, but overall the higher rain chance was certainly overnight and earlier this morning. For the rest of your Friday, though, we should be mainly dry. Can't completely rule out a rain chance, but I think Futurecast is overdoing it. I don't think we're going to be seeing this much rainfall by any means. But all that to say, we do have still just a stray rain chance for the rest of your Friday. And for Saturday, can't completely rule out a shower, but your Saturday should be mainly dry. No reason to cancel any outdoor plans. Sunday, though, will be completely dry. No rain chance. A little bit more sunshine as well. Temperatures will be in the lower 80s for this weekend, and we hold on to the lower 80s for much of next week. We do have the chance for some scattered thunderstorms on Monday, maybe a few showers left over from that system, with some isolated thunderstorms returning to the forecast by Wednesday.
Welcome to Grin Doctors, your trusted pediatric dentistry and orthodontics practice. Achieve healthy, beautiful smiles with our expert care. At Grin Doctors, we are committed to your child's oral health and well-being. Trust Grin Doctors, your pediatric dental home for exceptional care. We go above and beyond to ensure the comfort and satisfaction of our young patients. Grin Doctors Kids Dental and Orthodontics is right down the street in Old Hickory, TN. Easy to get to and in your neighborhood.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
What separates us from other companies in Tennessee, that's going to be our mission to our customers, is to always improve the quality of life. That's from taking care of your pets to a friendly voice on the phone when you call, to a technician that comes out and he's competent, he's going to solve the problem for you. We're considered a full encompassing service, so we're going to take care of 50 plus different pests, and we'll always have your back.
This is just one of many incredible views campers get to take in when they come right here to Youth Incorporated, a camp in Luverne, Tennessee. This has been going strong since 1945. We have one of the board members to tell us all about how special this camp is. Brian Kemp, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Well, we're glad that you came and so we could share it with all the kids that want to enjoy the outdoors like I had the opportunity to do growing up right here.
So you came to this camp.
Oh, yes, ma'am. My parents were here working, and they met at camp, and so I've been here my whole life, and am fortunate enough now to help be one of the stewards of the property, and we have enjoyed almost 78 years of children horseback riding and wakeboarding and water skiing and a variety of different activities like arts and crafts and learning to swim and becoming certified lifeguards and so many other wonderful things that we've gotten to do for kids over the years.
So you're talking about the activities, but just what about that sense of camp itself? You come in, you get to know people or get to know other kids that you wouldn't meet otherwise.
Well, that's the beauty of it. The people that are on the board that are members now range in age from almost 90 years old down to 36 years old. And we are our legacy campers and we all love each other. And we all remember when some of these older board members were our counselors we couldn't imagine being anywhere else. It's beautiful.
How many acres does this make up?
We're surrounded by Percy Priest Lake. We have 175 acres, and on three sides you see nothing but beautiful water like this. We have 22 cabins, 11 on the girls' side, 11 on the boys' side, a beautiful mess hall for the dining, three meals a day for the kids, beautiful barn activities and places for the kids to learn about safe equestrian and so many other activities. The arts and crafts are beautiful, and climbing walls, zip lines, canoeing and kayaking. There's something for every child here.
Before we leave this area, I do of course want you to kind of share with us where we're standing right now, but before that, you split campers up into two groups. Tell us about those two groups.
Well, you know, to make it even more fun and to ensure that each child is enjoying and learning each activity and taking it seriously, we've divided them up into two Indian tribes, the Blackhawks and the Thunderbirds. And then they compete for points in each activity. So that, you know, makes you kind of self-police to make sure all your buddies learn to ride the horse and put the bit in the mouth and learn how to saddle and bridle and swim and do the things they're going to have to do to earn those points for their team, because at the end of camp, you don't want to be serving the other tribe dinner.
Oh, no, you don't. And at the end of this segment, we do get to meet one or two of the horses that they have here at Youth Incorporated. But before we leave this area, how special are the grounds that we're standing on?
Well, you know, just really from a standpoint of where we are in the world right now, the view speaks for itself, but this was the main channel of Stones River prior to it becoming Percy Priest Lake. So this was a very main important part of history for the indigenous tribes that lived here, as you can imagine, looking out over all of the bounty of wildlife and of the crops that they were growing and to protect their families from up here high. And we've tried to share all of those stories and all of those possibilities with the young people that come here so they can learn why outdoors are so beautiful and why it's so important that we protect them.
Why did you call this Vesper?
Well, Vespers is a name that was given way before me, but it's an area where we all gather and celebrate our most important times here at camp.
And what a wonderful time that these students are going to have. So campers kind of sit around this area?
Yeah, there are lots of different reasons this is used as a focal point of camp, but it's more our area to introduce campers to the nature that we really have to offer here that's unspoiled, that hasn't been really changed over the last 1,000 years. And that's why we have the nature trail back here that shows the different things that are in this area in the way of wildlife and geology. So we hope we inspire some people like it did me to want to be here all the time. This originally was our property out here where you see water. Over thousands of acres that used to have cattle, 20,000 head of cattle used to be right there for the owner, Mr. Dobson, I showed you in there. Uh-huh. And when that was flooded, what was left became a Youth Incorporated. He formed a foundation and dictated that it would be a camp forever. What Mr. Dobson wanted was he realized that the world was getting smaller and that children weren't going to have the opportunity as often to be exposed to the outdoors in the way he was growing up and loved it. And he wanted as many children to understand what's available to them in the outdoors as possible. And that's been our mission. We also do sports, junior pro basketball, roller hockey out in Bellevue. We've always been dedicated to youth sports in addition to the main campus here and making sure as many kids can come and enjoy learning how to saddle and bridle a horse, learning how to kayak properly and safely, kneeboard, skiing, surfing, you name it. It's just a variety of activities, zip lining, wall climbing, archery, so many things that these kids are exposed to that they ordinarily would not be. And most of them have never done it. Sometimes they're apprehensive, but they learn to do it anyway, and they go home proud of themselves and more independent. They've learned how to take care of themselves and work as a group. Gotcha. And take care of themselves in a group situation. That's overnight amazing. Without their parents.
That is great. And again, we're not going to be zip lining or anything or doing water sports today, unfortunately, but we do get to go and check out the horses that you have here at Youth Incorporated, right, and get to maybe brush them a little bit.
Well, sure.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go do that.
All right.
As Brian mentioned, they do have horses here at the camp. And let me tell you, this is Tonka. You have Buddy right behind us over here. This is their feeding time. And I was able to brush both horses. And let me tell you what, just a wonderful, peaceful experience being out here, being able to do that. What all do the campers get to take part in when it comes to your equine activities?
Well, because they're here such a short period of time, there's a limited amount of time to make sure that they understand the horse safety and responsibilities involved with riding. So the majority of the campers are learning equine safety and care.
Okay.
And then they're also learning how to mount a horse and ride tethered in the ring. However, we do have programs that they graduate to as they get older at camp. And if they achieve the four rings of safety, then they have an opportunity to actually take a trail ride as a 2-week camper as they get older. And people really love the horses, and they're happy when the barn is their next activity that day.
How could you not love these guys? Oh my gosh. And how could you not love camp? If you would like a chance for your little one, for your camper to come to Youth Incorporated, you can still do that. You can register them. How do parents register their kids for camp?
Well, it's easy. You simply go online to campyi.org, and you'll see a button where you can make a application and reserve a spot for your camper to come to camp this year. We start camp June 2nd, and we have weekly camp sessions all the way through July. And we would love to have your boy or girl come here and learn the same incredible joy of camp that I have.
And I just by being here, I tell you, it is a beautiful spot for any camper. I also want to highlight one more thing before we let you go. This shirt, this was actually the original design in 1945 for Youth Incorporated.
That's correct.
How did you come to find this?
Well, Louise, who's on our board, she's our senior member of our board of directors, was actually at camp the first year in Donaldson when we had Camp Y the first time. And she was a camper, and she showed me her shirt that she still has in perfect condition because she loves it so much. That's why she's still on the board. And we decided to honor her and the original campers by having this shirt reproduced last year, and we're real proud of that.
I'd say that you would have to be. And I want to ask, you know, a lot of times camp is too expensive. It can be too expensive. How do you make YI affordable for parents?
Well, you know, it's been the goal and the really the mandate of Alan Dobson when he bequeathed this property and formed YI, that we made it affordable for as many children as we possibly could. And to keep the cost down, we rely on a lot of really wonderful people in our community to help us as benefactors. And we've received lots of donations, and lots of really wonderful people throughout Nashville and Middle Tennessee have made this possible.
Brian, thank you so much for continuing to make this camp available to the youngsters that are out there.
Well, we're just proud to be here, and we hope you'll join up and send your child to YI this year, campyi.org.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm going to get back to grooming the horses.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
Complete Service Heat and Air is a trusted provider of top-notch heating and cooling solutions dedicated to ensuring optimal comfort and efficiency for residential and commercial spaces. Complete Service Heat and Air is located in White Bluff, Tennessee. We do service and repair on heating and air the right way 24/7. Service call us at 615-797-3997. Serving Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Hickman, Humphreys, Montgomery, and Williamson counties. At Fred's Flooring, we're your source for quality flooring options. Our extensive experience and knowledge in the industry means we have the expertise to get the job done right. From carpet to tile, hardwood to laminate and luxury vinyl, we have everything you need to find the perfect floor for your home. As the Main Street Award favorite floor store winner for 2023, we know what it takes to satisfy our customers. And with our convenient financing options, you can get your dream floors now and pay over time. Visit fredsfloors.com or call us today.
This man, 36-year-old Tristan Riley, is waiting his ride back to Clarksville from Chicago to face two counts of homicide, along with additional charges. Riley and 20-year-old Tyson Mullins Jr. are both in custody for the murder of Savannah Lumpkin and Glenn Nicholson. This is an ongoing investigation. Please go to MainStreetMediaTN.com for more on this story. Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. It is that time of year. Allergies are with us, and it may be really troublesome for some of us who have to deal with those allergies. I wanted to turn to an expert just to get her word and some tips maybe on how to bring a little relief to all of us who are dealing with allergies this season. We have Dr. Megan Stauffer with us. Dr. Stauffer, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So this is your area. You've been working in this field for 15 plus years. Compared this year, this season, to previous ones, how bad is it for us right now?
So it is bad. If you're feeling like this may be the worst year you've had, you're probably right. In the 15 years I've been in practice, each year we're just seeing longer and longer pollen seasons with more intense pollen out each season. And then if you're somebody that's allergic, once your body has determined it's going to be allergic to the spring or the fall or anything else, you just keep getting worse. So you combine more allergic antibodies and higher pollen counts. And it's just, you know, keeping allergists busy.
I would say, so I guess I have to ask, once you have an allergy, you can't get rid of it after that. Is that right?
So for environmental allergies, there's only one way to get rid of allergies or really improve that, and that is with allergy shots. Otherwise, in general, they do not just go away on their own.
Okay, so we'll have to take that allergy shot. What about over-the-counter medications? Because I know for me personally, and I can only speak for me personally, again, it's sneezing, it's itchy eyes, watery eyes, sometimes maybe a little trouble breathing.
Yes.
Is that all common?
Yes. So main symptoms of allergy, sometimes they feel a lot like a cold, like stuffy nose, runny nose, and drainage, but allergies will also have itchy nose, itchy eyes, and sneezing most of the time. And then for people with asthma, this can be a problematic time of year for asthma flares. So shortness of breath, tightness in the chest, and wheezing. So all those symptoms can indicate seasonal allergies.
Okay, well, I have to ask for the parents out there with little ones, so we can kind of vocalize how we're feeling and what's going on the inside. Little ones can't. What are some noticeable signs? We're like, okay, maybe we need to take our child to the doctor to maybe have an allergy test done or just to see where that child is.
So as I mentioned, you know, a lot of times, especially little kids, they get lots of colds throughout the season, especially in the winter. Well, now we're heading out of that season. Allergies just tend to last a lot longer than a cold. A common cold is going to last 1 to 2 weeks, but allergy would cause just persistent symptoms that are not improving with allergy medications. So if your child is a lot of stuffy, runny nose, particularly if it's bothering them and you and is not responding to medicines, then coming to see an allergist can help direct you on how to help that child the best. So if we can do an allergy test, we could identify, well, maybe it's the new dog you brought into the home, or maybe it's dust mites, something you could do there as far as identifying a specific trigger and at least working towards some environmental changes. And then, as I mentioned, you know, for more severe cases, we do offer allergy immunotherapy, which does desensitize. So coming to see an allergist can definitely give you lots of different options.
Oh, fantastic. So I think, you know, pollen outside, of course, we're going to come in contact with this when we go outdoors. But inside the home, like, what can we do to maybe lessen what comes in? Should we, I don't know, sweep regularly, dust regularly? What do we need to be doing?
Yeah, so some indoor allergen avoidance measures obviously does focus on what it is you're allergic to. But we, you know, for pets, we recommend washing them weekly, keeping them out of the bedroom. You can also buy these HEPA filters, which are these special type of air purifiers that can go in the bedroom, and they can make that bedroom or the area where you're spending a lot of time sort of less allergenic. The filters that we use in the HVACs, they can help, but for some of the very, very small allergenic particles, we actually need these larger, more efficient air filters. So those would be things, definitely keeping your windows closed, you know, early in the morning, late in the afternoon when pollen counts are highest can help. Even though it's a nice day, it may not be great for somebody with allergies.
That's where I go wrong. We keep the windows open. Biscuits. Also for this season, say if we don't want to take the measure of going to the doctor, can we just, how good is over-the-counter medicine? Will that work fine?
It just depends on how severe your allergies are. For some people, an over-the-counter Zyrtec or Claritin does the trick, which is certainly fine to use for short term. But if you're using it long term, you know, several months out of the year, or if you're having complications of allergies, sinus infections, asthma exacerbations, overall not feeling well, then it's really time to be seen by a specialist.
Okay, that is good to know. Well, is there anything, Dr. Stauffer, that you're seeing that I haven't asked yet that you would want people to be aware of?
No, I think you did a great job.
Fantastic. I love covering all the bases. Again, it's just nice to know that we can get a sense of relief because allergies are just, they can take you down. They can take
you
down.
For an afternoon. It's called hay fever for a reason. People feel, you know, can feel really sick with their allergies. So.
Well, and I have to ask, looking ahead, does it look like next year might be worse than this year? Will it continue to
gradually? It just seems like it. It really does. Every year we're just seeing the weed pollen and the tree pollens. They're just producing more pollen in larger amounts that's more potent. And so it just does seem worse year after year.
Well, if you have any questions out there, for those of you watching, you know, see an allergist if you need to. Dr. Megan Stauffer, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Stick with. Thank you. Stick with us here at Mornings on Main Street. We have more coming up after this.
Welcome to Grin Doctors, your trusted pediatric dentistry and orthodontics practice. Achieve healthy, beautiful smiles with our expert care. At Grin Doctors, we are committed to your child's oral health and well-being. Trust Grin Doctors, your pediatric dental home for exceptional care. We go above and beyond to ensure the comfort and satisfaction of our young patients. Grin Doctors Kids Dental and Orthodontics is right down the street in Old Hickory, TN. Easy to get to and in your neighborhood.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
What separates us from other companies in Tennessee, that's going to be our mission to our customers, is to always improve the quality of life. That's from taking care of your pests to a friendly voice on the phone when you call, to a technician that comes out, he's competent, he's going to solve the problem for you. We're considered a full encompassing service, so we're going to take care of 50 plus different pests, and we'll always have your back.
Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. Okay, what do you get when you combine eggs, cheese, ham, bacon, sausage? You can really do all three or any one of the three and more. You get a delicious breakfast burrito when you put it inside of a tortilla. But where can you find a delicious one in the Nashville area? Catherine Mayhew tells us all about it this morning in our Let's Eat segment. Hey, Catherine.
Hey, how are you?
I am wonderful, but I am on the edge of my seat. I enjoy a good breakfast burrito as long as it is cheesy and a little greasy.
Well, you come to the right place. So this is a tiny, tiny little food truck called J-Moss, mm-hmm. named after the owner. And they are parked behind a coffee shop at 1200 Porter Road in East Nashville. And they make a burrito. Here's what sets them apart. All they do is breakfast burritos. So you know they're gonna do them well. But they use what's called a Sonoran tortilla. And that is all the difference. These are tortillas that the first time I ever had one was from a grandmother in Tucson, handmade. And they're stretchy and chewy in a really good way. And when you use them to wrap a burrito filling, they kind of wrap it like a wetsuit on a scuba diver. It just hugs all the ingredients inside. And it's the perfect chew, the perfect... there may or may not be streaks of lard in there, but that's so good.
That makes it better. What ingredients do they have? Do they have the set menu or do they really have a good variety?
Well, they have a very set menu. They're a small shop and they specialize. You can get your basic, you know, everybody loves it. Bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese. But they really specialize more in Mexican sort of or Tex-Mex ingredients. So one of the ones that's the most popular is a pork chili verde. It's, you know, marinated pork with a green chili sauce and again cheese. Their eggs are super fluffy and they kind of, instead of slapping in part of an egg and slapping in some meat, everything is sort of mixed together. So every bite you get the pork, you get the egg, you get the cheese, the chili verde, which is slightly spicy, but not really. And the other one they do that's really, really great is their chorizo.
Oh.
And for those who have not had, there's two kinds of chorizo. There's Spanish and Mexican. And the Mexican is more like a loose sausage, like our breakfast patties would be. But it's highly spiced and it's colored with paprika. And I think it is the best sausage of any place in the world. I cannot tell you how much I love chorizo. So in the case of that one, it is, again, their fluffy eggs, the cheese, and the chorizo, and then that tortilla. And honestly, I ate there like 3 weeks ago, and I'm still thinking about, I just want to jump in the car and go back. They're only open on weekends.
Okay, that was going to be my question. And on the weekends, is it just morning time, or do they stay throughout
just
the day?
Just morning. Mm-hmm. Generally, it's about 8 to 1. Or as usual in cases like this, 8 until sold out. And they have
been everything made to order?
Everything's made to order.
Okay.
You can watch them do it. I asked a lot of questions while I was there. Because I cannot tell you, I had not had a Sonoran flour tortilla in literally, I'm going to date myself, 30 years.
No way. Okay. I'm so curious about this tortilla.
It was so memorable when I had it. It was a friend of mine who's from Tucson. He brought them back from his grandmother, brought them over to the house, actually made chorizo and eggs in these Sonoran tortillas. And it just changed my life. And I hardly ever say that about a breakfast burrito, but it did. And then I'd never gotten them again because they're hard to, these tortillas are hard to find.
Well, if you want to start your day off right on the weekend, especially, this is where you need to go. J-Moss for sure. Is there anything that we're leaving out about this food truck?
No, it's just the simplest thing, the nicest people. They spent a year. You know, this is the great thing about Instagram. They started posting on Instagram a year ago. Mm-hmm. And they just had this idea. Like, they were not in the food business. They did not aspire to, you know, some sort of fancy restaurant or anything. They got a teeny tiny truck. They posted pictures of it before it was even had the layering put on, the, you know, the wording and all that. And then we follow along as he was developing his tortilla, and they tried making it, you know, dozens of times to get it right. So when they finally started popping up, it was first at like farmers markets and special events, and then they found their permanent space. And it's just been fun to watch the evolution of this really teeny tiny business that's taken one thing and they're doing it 100% correctly.
I love it. Again, just looked up their Instagram and definitely see, oh God, it just looks incredible. Thank you so much, Catherine, for sharing J-Moss with us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Go get your burrito. They're terrific.
I know where I'm going to be on Saturday morning. It's going to be early and I'm going to drive all the way there to get it, but it sounds delicious.
So sad. And I can also tell you, they do well take if you want to take them home. I live in Brentwood, so it's probably about at least a 20-minute drive. They were perfect.
Good to know. Catherine, can't wait to see what we eat the next time or what we need to eat the next time around. Always appreciate you. Tell us once more this morning where we can find your articles.
It's Main Street Media, I think, on Mondays. And look me up.
They will do it. Again, if you want to know a good place to eat in our area, Catherine Mayhew is the one to lead you to that destination. Thank you, Catherine. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Stick with us here at Mornings on Main Street. We have more coming up after this.
Sherry's Hope is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, protecting the health of our community, and supporting those who are fighting cancer. You can be a champion of hope this season. When you give monthly to Sherry's Hope, you help meet the needs of families in our community as they are battling cancer. Your monthly gift of $10 or more gives hope all year. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel. Urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Pollution, growth, development, and climate change has the advocacy group American Rivers calling the Tennessee Duck River one of the nation's most endangered rivers, stating that urgent action is needed to safeguard this vital ecosystem. Read why the CEO of the Harpeth Conservancy says the river is on a collision course. Find this story and more on our website, MainStreetMediaTN.com. This particular story, go to Main Street Murray.
Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. We are highlighting quite the celebration, 14 years of serving the Clarksville community and really those throughout Montgomery County and whoever needs it. Mana Cafe Ministry celebrating that 14 years. To tell us about their morning celebration that they're hosting, we have Vicki York with us. We also have Deborah Sutton. Thank you both for being here to share this this moment.
Thank you so much.
So Grits and Gravy coming up May 7th. 14 years of serving. First question, how does it feel looking back at that 14 years?
It's a little bit surreal. Mm-hmm. There's ways in which it's gone quickly and other ways not. But I just have such clear memories of when we first got here and served our first meal. I still remember our first meal. So it seems a little odd that we've done 14 years already.
Knowing that your late husband started this, Kenny, right. What would you think he would be saying right now looking down?
Right. Oh, wow. Something that he actually used to say was that if he had known how quickly it would have grown and how many people we would have served and the hurdles that we would have faced, he wouldn't have done it if he could have seen it all ahead of time, because it just seems like so much, and so much of it was quite difficult. And yet he never had a single regret. And I feel the same way. It's been amazing. It's been wonderful. It's been difficult. I have zero regrets.
Oh, I love hearing that. And Deborah, you've been on the front line there with Vicki now for a couple of years. You were right. Sharing something with me before this, just talking about the feeling that you get to start and end every day with.
Absolutely. Our team is just amazing. The way they love people. They have a really strong heart for loving people and being good servants. And it just, every day you see a miracle, an absolute miracle, just the small things that people do for each other. And the hope in people's eyes when they leave is just amazing. And it's what makes it so worthwhile.
Oh, I can only imagine. And I've seen it. You know, I've been able to be there. And we've done, you know, segments in the past. So for those who have seen the segments with Manna Cafe Ministry, you kind of know what they're about, or at least a little bit of. For those who are not familiar with Manna Cafe Ministries, what is the mission of what you do out of that building?
Okay, the mission just really boils down. Bottom line is to share the love of God through certain avenues, such as food. Everybody's got to eat. And so we share basic needs, and then we're able to share love as well. And our main thing is food. We do give away groceries and we do hot meals. But then in addition to that, we have an emergency warming center in the winter. We give away household items, diapers, clothing. We rescue food that would have ended up in the landfill, but is completely 100% viable. We rescue a whole lot, about 1 million pounds a year. And I know I'm forgetting things. Free clinic. Showers.
Fantastic. And when they come in for a shower, they get a clean set of clothes as well.
And hygiene.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. And for those of you who would like to learn a little bit more and just be a part of this 14-year celebration of service to the community, you can do that on May 7th at Grits and Gravy. You're going to see this full screen coming up. What can people expect that morning?
Well, a lot of food.
Grits and gravy?
Yes, grits and gravy, as well as eggs and bacon. It's amazing because there always ends up being a really, really nice spread. It is the best breakfast you will have in town that morning. And then we'll have some music. We'll have some speaking. We'll get you in and get you out. You won't be there that long, but we'll just share what's been going on and celebrate together. It'll be fun.
What has been going on that people may not be aware of that they'll find out that morning that you can maybe share a little bit with us now?
Goodness. Of course, we always like to share just the magnitude of what we've been doing. For example, there's about 30,000 people that come through our doors or that we're able to serve annually through all of these programs.
30,000, if you missed that, 30,000 individuals.
Right.
That need that help.
Right. Right. About 20,000 easily of those receive food. But then there are so many more who receive things like, for example, diapers or who knows, a couch, you know, furniture when they move in, just whatever. So we do like to share that. And then sometimes there's a couple of personal stories of success. And I don't know. What else you think?
Well, and we do have a caseworker that works with people to help them get IDs, help them get back on their feet if they found themselves in a position, perhaps just come out of jail or have been homeless for a while. We have someone that can help them get through the system and get all the things that they need to get back to work and to get viable in our community. Mm-hmm. And we also do food distribution in Dover each week. Okay. So it's not just confined to Montgomery County. And we serve people from outside counties that come in mm-hmm. and ask for food distribution.
Even Kentucky.
Yeah, even Kentucky.
I don't think I fully realize that. So know that if you're getting a ticket to Grits and Gravy, your money is going back to help your neighbors, really. And you just never know who may need that help. Tickets, $25 a person, $45 if you're a couple. You can get a table if you're a business or just a group out there that would like to do that. $200 for a table that will fit 8 people. And it's happening at the Office Now location that you really can't miss there on Wilma Boulevard. Everything kicks off at 7:30 in the morning. And like Vicki said, it will run not too long until 9 o'clock. I think what surprises me sometimes, and it really shouldn't, because it seems like the price of everything is going up. And you never know when you're going to find yourself in a position where you might need help. I want you to know out there, there are those organizations, Mana Cafe Ministries being one of them, where you can turn to for help or direction. Sometimes you just need direction.
Right, right. Absolutely.
What is the most common thing that you hear from people coming in? New people.
I know that right now, one of the main things is that the cost of housing. I mean, it wasn't that long ago when you could rent an apartment that wouldn't take such a huge percentage of your check. That's almost unheard of now. And that hurts so much because people are faced with a decision. Do they pay their rent or do they buy food? More than at any time that I can remember. So that's definitely one of the main things that we hear is the housing is eating, well, no pun intended, it's eating their lunch and leaving them without food for money and things like that.
Any final words before you guys leave us today, either about Mana Cafe Ministries or this event coming up May 7th, Grits and Gravy? There's also something else we want to highlight actually this morning before I do let them go. You know, people love golf. It is great weather. Also raising money for, again, a great cause, Mana Cafe Ministries. There's a golf tournament a month from Grits and Gravy in June. What is that?
June 7th. Mm-hmm. It is the, we have a golf scramble. And last year we expanded to 2 flights. So you can play either in the morning or in the afternoon. It's a great bunch of fun. The guys come out and they have a terrific time. We serve breakfast for the first group. We serve lunch for everybody. We have door prizes. Okay. We have closest to the hole prizes. It's a lot of fun and these guys just really love it. It's at Eastland Green Golf Course and they're just opening back up. They had a fire last year, but the clubhouse is open now and we're going to have a great time. And we've already got people calling in and want to sign up for that. And you can do that online if you go to manacafeministries.com and you can sign up online and book your whole team, or you can be a sponsor a hole. It's great fun and it's a great day.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with us. You'll find all the information that you need about Mana Cafe Ministries by going to that website. Any final thoughts, final words for the day?
I think that covers it. If you've got time, stop by Mana yourself. See what we do. We'll give the tour anytime, any day to anybody. Come see what we do. Come check it out.
Oh, you should. It's a fantastic tour there. And again, some great volunteer opportunities if that's what you're looking for. Ladies, thank you so very much. I appreciate you, Vicki, Deborah. Appreciate your time. Stick with us here at Mornings on Main Street. We have more coming up after this commercial break.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
Complete Service Heat and Air is a trusted provider of top-notch heating and cooling solutions dedicated to ensuring optimal comfort and efficiency for residential and commercial spaces. Complete Service Heat and Air is located in White Bluff, Tennessee. We do service and repair on heating and air the right way 24/7 service. Call us at 615-797-3997. Serving Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Hickman, Humphreys, Montgomery, and Williamson counties. At Fred's Flooring, we're your source for quality flooring options. Our extensive experience and knowledge in the industry means we have the expertise to get the job done right. From carpet to tile, hardwood to laminate, and luxury vinyl, we have everything you need to find the perfect floor for your home. As the Main Street Award favorite four-store winner for 2023, we know what it takes to satisfy our customers. And with our convenient financing options, you can get your dream floors now and pay over time. Visit fredsfloors.com or call us today.
The application process is now open for EFSP Phase 41 grant funds in Maury County. Distribution of these funds is to provide emergency food and shelter. Are you a Maury County resident that's eligible? Turn to Main Street Media, TN.com for that information. Head over to Main Street Maury.
Welcome back. We are touching on this morning, Stuff the Truck for USO for service members and their families. We have the executive director, Ann Jarvis, who so nice in welcoming me into her space to highlight this event. Hello, my friend. Oh my gosh. So glad we get to talk about this because you need all of our help.
Yeah. So on Saturday, April 27th, we have a Kroger Stuff the Truck. So USO and Kroger are a national partner. And so we're able to ask them to let us come into their stores and, you know, ask shoppers to, you know, go and purchase some items and bring them out and donate them to the USO. So we're excited to be able to have our first one here in Clarksville.
Oh, that is great. So for those who may not know, why is this important for the military service members and their families? Why do they need this?
Yeah, so USO centers are one of our biggest core program that the USO is globally. So 250 locations, and they're all home away from home. They're a place where service members can go, especially overseas, and, you know, or here, you know, we've got snacks that they can come to, and it's a home away from home. You know, they can come and have a snack in our pantry area, sit down, play some video games, watch TV, you know, and so we want to be able to offer snacks that they can come and use for free.
I love that. And again, just that sense of home away from home. And for those of you watching, you know, if you do have a service member in your family, a loved one, know that they're taken care of when they're not there close to you. Some of the items that you can purchase, I mean, great items here. What do we have that you would suggest that we purchase for the service members?
A little bit of everything. The things that are most important, though, are the individually sized items. You know, the jerky, the granola bars, chips go like crazy. We'll start stocking up on hot chocolates, too, because during the winter, those are really popular. Drink mixes. Jerkies are big. Slim Jims. Everyone really loves the Slim Jims. Slim Jims, but, you know, coffee products as well. We'll use it all here at the USO Fort Campbell Center for service members.
And for those who may not realize, I mean, how many different, like, for your service members, how many different states are they coming in from that call Fort Campbell home? Because I'm telling you, it's
globally.
That's a guess.
I would say we have even service members that aren't even American citizens yet that, you know, they serve our country because they, you know, appreciate what we do. And so we've got people from all over. I love actually talking to service members when they come in, especially when I see a California one. They're like, oh, hey, I see you.
What do you hear from them? Because again, you're not hearing this directly, but I promise you they are thankful. They are so appreciative of what is donated.
Yeah, no, it's nice to be able to offer that. And one thing that's, it's special for our volunteers too, to be able to connect with the service members while giving them a snack. Mm-hmm. The moon pies are really popular, so we do love that, and they are appreciative. They always say thank you, and they're so pleasant to work with and give to.
Fantastic. Okay, when is Stuff the Truck? It is this Saturday, right?
This Saturday, April 27th, at the Kroger on Madison. That's 1489 Madison Street here in Clarksville, and we'll be there from 11 to 3.
Fantastic. What else is going on with the USO that we may want to hear about?
Well,
let's see. There is so much happening.
We really do. Oh gosh, there's a million things. Our best way to find out what we're doing is fortcampbell.uso.org. Oh, Warrior Summer's coming up. There we go. There's Warrior Summer is 2 months, June and July, where we're going to have a lot of different opportunities for military to get out in the community and see what we have here. We're taking to the Ford Ice Rink. We're going down to Nashville to the zoo and the Adventure Science Center. We're going floating down the Red River. We're going to Penny Rowell in Hopkinsville. So, you know, we're going a little bit everywhere. For any business that wants to get involved with the USO, we'd love to be able to take our service members and their families out to your location as well. We're always looking for different locations.
Fantastic. And what about lunch sponsors?
Yeah, so every Wednesday, actually today, we're doing our Warrior Wednesday, and businesses can come in and donate a meal to service members anywhere between 100 to 250. The better the meal, the more people you're going to get. so, you know, if you're going to do barbecue, you'll get a good turnout for that. Okay. And we'll help you advertise it to our service members, and you could come in and use it as a volunteer engagement to serve as well, to get your employees out and, you know, doing a little good. And it's always fun to see different businesses come in and do that.
Oh, fantastic. And again, where can we learn about all the things we can do with the USO and how we can help you out?
Yes, fortcampbell.uso.org.
Fantastic. But again, the next thing coming up is Saturday, Stuff the Truck. Help them stuff the truck with much needed items for our service members. Again, in Clarksville at 1489 Madison. This is why you let, you know, the one who knows all the information talk about it. 1489
Madison. It's the only one on Madison Street.
That helps. Help them stuff the truck. I also have to laugh because Anne's become a good friend. She's going to probably slap my hand once we're done to say, way to put me on the spot with that one extra question.
No, it's all good.
Thank you, as always.
Thank
we appreciate you. Stick with us here at Mornings on Main Street. We'll be right back.
Sherry's Hope is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, protecting the health of our community, and supporting those who are fighting cancer. You can be a champion of hope this season. When you give monthly to Sherry's Hope, you help meet the needs of families in our community as they are battling cancer. Your monthly gift of $10 or more gives hope all year. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel, urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Fairview High School students Jacob Halford and Christian Halford have been recognized among the best at the annual National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Nashville Mid-South Student Production Awards for their Fairview High's Robumentary. The duo won Best Nonfiction. Get to know more by going to MainStreetMediaTN.com and clicking on Main Street Fairview.
Welcome back. So you see this cat right here? It is known for its extraordinary jumping. It is the caracal, and you can not only see one, but learn much more about this beautiful creature at the Nashville Zoo. We have a little piece about the caracal in our At the Zoo highlight. Take a listen.
Do we have any cat fans in the audience? Yeah. You might have noticed if you follow us on any social media, we do have a few new additions to our tiger family. We have three new cubs. We don't know when they're going to be going out on exhibit, so continue to keep your eyes out for that. Now, we've got cougars. We have an amazing breeding program with our clouded leopards. We're super successful with that. Really, really proud of that. But here at the show, we actually have a smaller species of cat, but he is still a predator. And one of the things that they like to hunt are small mammals. And we do have a lot of small mammals sprinkled throughout the audience. So tall people, y'all got me, right? Y'all got it. It's under control. Yeah. So we're going to bring out my friend. His name is Zane, and he is a caracal. And caracals are, like I mentioned, a small species of cat. They're usually about 35 pounds. And if you've never seen one in person, get yourselves ready because it's pretty awesome. Yeah. Now, caracals like Zane are found in Africa, up into the Middle East, and over into parts of Asia. So they do have a very wide range and a lot of different habitats that they are naturally found in. So that tan coat that he's got and those ear tufts are all going to help him blend into his surroundings. Because as I mentioned, even though he's small, they're going to hunt anything and everything they're large enough to bring down, whether that's small mammals, reptiles, or birds. So we do have a wiffle bird here. This is part of Zane's training because no live birds want to participate. I don't know why, but we're gonna let y'all in on another little training secret. And if you have cats at home, I can't guarantee that this will help, but Maybe it'll inspire you. Okay, Zany, you want to show off your jumping? Hi. Now, first of all, he's going to show off a few natural behaviors and make sure that the area is all clear. That's why he does those circles. And once he sees that it is all clear, he's going to actually sit down, right? Nope, he's like, I need another circle. So they're doing the circles out in the wild to gauge that the distance is doable because he doesn't want to exceed all the calories to come away unsuccessful for his hunt. You want to jump? Because out in the wild, he's got one chance, right? Here at the zoo, he's got more than one. He's got that's his practice. Yeah, no jump. We're in spring training, right? So no, a little bit of grace. Yeah. Okay, Zany, you ready? You going to jump? You got this, buddy. That was pretty good, right? Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to try one more because that was actually amazing. Zany, come on. I'm going to have you do one more, buddy. And you'll notice that Natalie is rewarding him every time that he does it. And that is a way for him to know he had a successful hunt. Come on, buddy. You got this. Oh. He's like, I do love the look around, though, where he's like, I did good, right? You did something. That is true. Yes. You got it, buddy. Will you jump? Oh, I know. He has added the parkour on his own. So I have to be sure I am stable whenever he's getting ready to jump because I never know where he's going to hit me. All right, Zane, you got this. Zany boy. And you can see those ears working because that's the other thing that makes him successful out in the wild. No sound, almost like Diana, goes unnoticed. You want to jump? I'll give him that. That was pretty good, right? What do y'all think of Zane? Yeah. Those are two very, very good jumps. Now, he is actually only four. He's going to be four in May. And believe it or not, they can jump 10 feet straight up in the air. So that was about 5.5. Still impressive. I can't do that. I don't know about y'all. I'm not going to be jumping 5.5 feet for anything. But as he's going through the summer, you're actually, if you come back and watch him, last summer he was almost 9 feet consistently by the time September rolled around. So he's got plenty of time. But the other good I don't know about y'all, but it doesn't matter if they're 35 pounds, if they're 400 pounds, if they're 20 pounds. A cat is a cat. They're going to lay in boxes. You can't get them to do anything they don't want to do. And everything is a scratching post. Yep. So this is pretty much just a large piece of furniture for him. But it is a nice way to show off. Again, everybody kind of forgets because he is so socialized that he is still a wild animal. So all of our training is mainly for his safety and y'all's safety. And we actually do a lot of training for our... Hi, buddy. So much training is happening right now. Hi. Do you want to target? Good job. How about we target all the way backstage? You want to target? Good. Y'all, I'll be right back. Okay. Come on, Zany. Good.
I love cats. That is a beautiful cat. Actually, I love all animals, but that cat is just beautiful. Find out more about the animals there, the beautiful creatures at the zoo, the Nashville Zoo, by going to our mobile app, Main Street Media TV Mobile, and look for At the Zoo. You'll have a number of educational segments there for you, plus a great highlight of the beautiful zoo that's in Nashville. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We look forward to seeing you back here next week.
Welcome to Protein Snack Shop, your destination for healthy and delicious low-carb snacks. Our specialty lies in providing protein-packed desserts that are perfect for those following a keto diet. Our products are made with high-quality ingredients, ensuring that you can satisfy your cravings without compromising your health goals. From a variety of flavors and options to choose from, you can enjoy guilt-free snacking while staying on track with your fitness journey. Don't miss out on our limited-time offer. Discover Protein Snack Shop today.
Main Street Sports Today strives to bring you the most timely and comprehensive coverage of sports news and more from Middle Tennessee and beyond.
We cover the teams you care about from preps to pros and bring some of the most influential voices in sports to keep you in the know.
Tune into Main Street Sports Today each Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Download the Main Street Media TV app.